Jamie Tutor is kindly with us today to talk about the official opening of Otago Uni's new residential college, Te Rangihiroa. Now, it's the university's first purpose-built college since Unicol, which was opened 50-odd years ago. The man behind the name, Te Rangihiroa, Sir Peter Henry Buck, was the first Māori medical graduate from a New Zealand university. He's remembered as a great son of Taranaki and a leader and doctor among his own people. His descendants have travelled to Ototahi this week, including Jamie Tuta from Ngāti Mutunga, Ngāti Tama, Maru, Te Ate Awa, Taranaki. And Jamie, of course, is also our Māori trustee. A warm welcome to you, Jamie. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnā rā koutou.
Larger-than-life character Sir Peter Buck, or Rangihiroa, you've travelled to Otago for this special day. Tell us more about what he means to the people of Taranaki and indeed to wider Aotearoa.
It's just a real honour and a privilege to have one of our tupuna, Te Rangihiroa, acknowledged and acknowledged and in the building of this new college, which, as you said in your introduction, has come sort of 50 to 60 years after the previous college was built. But I think fundamentally for us, it's just great that our tupuna, Te Rangihiroa, can be recognised and acknowledged, and that those students that are housed in this college can come to understand about him and what a fantastic sort of role model and legacy that he has left, not only te ao Māori, but New Zealand and the Pacific.
Tēnā koe. What's the connection between Otago University and Te Rangihiroa?
Well, Te Rangihiroa, of course, was the first Māori graduate graduating with a medical degree from New Zealand. The first Māori doctor graduate was actually Tamawi Pomare, but he received his degree in America. But so Te Rangihiroa is really a true exemplar and example for the university, being the first Māori medical graduate. And the university have always looked to honour Te Rangihiroa in terms of the example that he has left, the legacy that he has left. But for us, it's really been an opportunity to strengthen the relationship between Ngāti Mutunga, which is the iwi of Te Rangihiroa, and the university, but importantly, strengthening our relationship with the mana whenua here, our whānau from Otago at Ngaitahu, where we've had a long-standing relationship which dates back to when many of our tūpuna were incarcerated here in Dunedin in the late 1870s. So it's just been a wonderful opportunity to come together with the university and with our whānau here in Otago.
I'm assuming you've seen the campus or the whare, maybe you could describe it. I'm curious about the consultation. What was preceded its construction? What sort of consultation took place between Mutunga and the university, perhaps into the design of the building, Jamie?
I think, you know, this has been a real example of how universities can work in partnership with iwi like ourselves, Ngāti Mutunga, but also mana whenua. And so we were invited from an early stage to, not to be consulted, but to actually be part of the design and the overall process for the design and build of the building. And so we were central to the design elements. So much of the building has, the inspiration of the building has been drawn on particular whakatauki from Ngāti Mutunga and Taranaki, and other kōrero from mana whenua, which have been reflected in the facade of the building, but also the naming and much of the building, as I say, is really drawn inspiration from te ao Māori. And so the building itself, 450 rooms, six stories, is very different to what you would see typically here in Dunedin. And so we think that's a wonderful thing because it is very Māori in terms of the kaukau patterns on the facade, some of the other sort of detail, which really reflects us as Ngāti Mutunga, our mana whenua here in Otago. But I think importantly, sort of demonstrates to the university and the broader Dunedin community that this is our future and that they should embrace, this sort of new architectural design, which really reflects who we are.
Tēnā koe. And it's a residential college. Explain, please.
So it's a residential college. So it's that 450 rooms to accommodate students who come to Otago University. And, of course, it's the first new build by the university for some decades. And so it will house a number of first-year students that do come here. Six floors, as I said. It's just a fantastic facility. I did say a lot of our families who came down to participate in the ceremony this morning, you know, you'd be very pleased to be housed in the building. It's a warm, safe, dry place. It's got all of the sort of modern technology and all of those sorts of things. And I think, you know, from our perspective, it's going to be a safe space where students can excel and do the best they can while they're here in Otago. And so we think that's fantastic. And in addition to that, you know, ensuring that the college itself maintains and upholds those values which reflect Rangihiro, which we've embedded not only within the building, but of course how the building will be run going forward.
Yeah, tēnā koe. And of course, in recent years, the last 20, there's certainly been a strong push from Otago University to encourage more Tauira Māori into their precinct. And it's kaupapa like this that is putting the icing on the cake, I guess, to that approach.
Most definitely. So, you know, it's a real, as I said, the University of Otago, it's a real example of good leadership. You know, at the beginning, there's always going to be sort of bumps to work through, but I think from what we've experienced the last couple of years working directly with the university on this build, they certainly have a clear vision and focus around growing their Māori student numbers. We're entering into a memorandum of understanding with the university today. And that will provide a pathway for many more of our uri, not only of Ngāti Mutunga, but of Taranaki, to hopefully study here at the university. And so I understand that their Māori numbers for next year are up on this current year. So I think they're doing very well to be able to attract Māori students here. And, you know, just reflecting that, you know, Otago, Dunedin's a long way off. Most of our Tautamariki are in the North Island, but I think from what we understand and talking to a number of the Māori students here, there's very good support systems for them.